And don't think for one moment that France is alone in its agony. There are hundreds of World Cup losers, and they're not all just quietly taking down their flags from the bars and city squares.
Brazil did not make it into the final match for the first time in 16 years, and when their team was eliminated, fans in Brazil burned a 22-foot statue of their star, Ronaldinho. The statue was erected just 2 years ago when he was selected as the world's best player.
At the airports in Rio de Janeiro, players and the head coach used a private exit. They avoided meeting angry fans who were calling their team's performance a disaster and calling the players mercenaries and traitors.
Here's some more high-stakes loser drama. The coaches of Serbia, Montenegro, Ivory Coast, Australia, Japan, and England all quit. Some departed minutes after their teams lost. Losing coaches are barely hanging on to their jobs in the USA, Brazil, and Mexico.
Referees haven't escaped either. They've been accused of treachery and bias by pretty much every losing team. Refs handed out a record number of yellow cards for faking injuries, arguing with calls, and all-around dirty play.
They also gave a record number of red cards for everything from stomping on an opponent's groin to smashing him in the face.
At least it's a beautiful game for the winner.
And if you're one of those for whom the end of the World Cup feels like the end of the world, then you can at least commiserate at NPR.org. On our World Cup page, you'll find the Agony Index, where you can watch grown men cry. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.